a very desperate situation for many Zimbabweans who were living in a country that was, by African standards, quite wealthy until the economy was ruined under the Mugabe regime over the last few years. But I also think that there is a little bit of frustration underneath all that, and that is a frustration with a political environment where people are not really able to express themselves, where opponents of Mugabe are being repressed, where the elections are being fixed. And one must remember there, of course, that most of the workers are from the urban areas. And in the urban areas, Mugabe does not have great support. His support mainly comes from the rural areas. So those people who are protesting, they're intrinsically already opposed to the Mugabe regime. Frustration is boiling over. The threat alone of one-day strikes and two-day protests, I think, indicates that people may have had enough, and this could turn into a watershed moment for Zimbabwe.